Good morning. I'm here to remind you that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity, and so am I, and so it is. It's part of why we call this a celebration on Sunday mornings, a celebration of life. Whether we're doing a quiet celebration or a loud, noisy one, it's still a celebration. We don't do services here, we do celebrations. So welcome to our Sunday morning celebration of life. Today we are doing something slightly different, and I think will be quite wonderful for all of us. If you saw the information about ahead of time, or if you didn't, it's perfectly wonderful. Either way, you have a card in your program, and on that card is your opportunity, if you choose, to jot down some things as we go through our time today. So let's begin with an opening treatment. I need to do that for me, if not for you. So here we go. There's only one power, one light, one life. It is the truth of God. It is all that is. That one power is moving, breathing in, as, and through each of us. It is the truth. It is our truth. And it is that which brings to each of us today, in this moment, in this time, all that we need in order to take the next steps in living our lives to our greatest and highest good. We have everything we need, and it is being supplied to us through our own consciousness. Knowing that that's so, I open my heart and mind, I let it be, and so it is. So we are a community, a spiritual community, that welcomes and honors all people, whatever your background, wherever you come from, wherever you're going to. We absolutely know who you are. You are an expression of God. You're an expression of this infinite spirit we call God. And as such, what can we do but honor and celebrate you? We don't need you to fit a mold or dress a certain way or act a certain way. Just kind of basically don't, you know, be nice. But beyond that, just we're so glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. If you're here for the first time with us, be sure and say hello afterwards so we can connect and have a moment. I would like to say to all the dads present, Happy Father's Day. We got dads. Stand up, dads. Let's honor you real quick. We got some dads. Okay. Now that counts whether your children are two-legged or four-legged. Even though the four-leggeds are a little less likely to show up with presents, unless they're cats, and they'll bring you presents all the time that you don't want. So anyway. Happy Father's Day. This is my Father's Day present, so I'm quite pleased to share it with everyone. It was a surprise. My daughter is away at the beach this weekend, and I was planning revenge, but now I can't. So, can't do it. What could have happened? So, welcome. So, as I started to say, we're doing things a little differently this morning. We're going to, this entire celebration is an opportunity for you to set an intention, to establish an idea of something greater in your life. It may be a healing, it may be a manifestation of prosperity or of greater relationships. It could be about your work. It could be any area of your life that you want to see and have something greater happen. So we're going to walk through our celebration. We'll have all of the elements we usually have. They're just not going to be in the same order. So for those of you who are accustomed to the same order and kind of feel like you need that, brace yourselves. Trust me, we're going to stretch you a little bit and give you the opportunity to feel it and experience it in a different way. Our whole service today will follow the structure of a religious science treatment, or what we call affirmative prayer as well. So we're going to move things around a little differently. Really pleased to have Haji Basim assisting me in this. He's going to be doing a little more music than we usually get. And we just invite you to let this be a real internal, selfish, personally focused process for you in thinking about what is it you want to do? What is it you want to be? What is that thing that's been pulling at you that you really would love to have had a greater expression of, a greater opportunity for? What do you want? Not so much how you want to get something, drop the how, but take a moment or two to really think about what's the what? what is it you would really like to have more expressive in your life, more functioning and more full? Because that what will express to you a greater truth and a greater knowing. See, we always start with this, with the idea of thinking about, if I'm thinking of what I want, I have to be a place to start. The place to start is always, what do I believe is possible? Where am I living? We say in this teaching all the time that we have one power, one life. We talk about one light, one power, one goodness, one truth. And what we're really talking about with that is the idea that there really is just one energy, one power. There's not two. We live in a world that tells us we've got two, right? A world that says there's good and there's bad. There's us and there's them. There's my group and there's your group. There's the right group and the wrong group. The wrong group is anybody that doesn't agree with me. I still slip into that one sometimes. So, but the idea here, if what we know to be the deeper truth, is that there's not us's and them's. There's not two powers working against each other. There's only one. And that one power, that one light, that one life is proven and expressed and known through all kinds of ways. Science tells us that we live, quantum physics tells us we live in a unified field of energy of information. Meaning that this whole thing is just one big something that we're part of. And it's not two. Even though there are appearances within it, sometimes it looks like there are dueling energies and ideas. Ultimately, behind it all, there's just one. So there is nothing possibly in this life of ours that can oppose your good, that can oppose that thing you've got in mind that you want to have more of, that you want to experience a greater experience of. Philosophy says that there's a universal everything, and it uses words like omnipresent, which is a big word for everywhere present. If there's one power, it's everywhere present. It uses big words like omnipotent, which is all powerful. The power, if it's a unified field, which it is, that we live in, that's an energetic field, then all of its energy and power is present in any point at any time. The same power that runs the universe is the same power that runs our lives. It's the same power that responds when you say, this is what I want. And further, the mystics have been knowing this for years, that there's one something rumbling underneath and behind everything. So it's in that oneness, that idea of oneness, that idea of fullness that matters. So whatever you believe about that is what counts for you. I can tell you what I think, and that's what I'm doing. And I'm so grateful to get to do that. However, it's up to you to get clear in your own mind. What is the one thing you believe in? What is that one power? What is God? What is spirit? What is life for you? Because that's what will matter the most. One of my favorite teachers used to say that she thought of the infinite as a big sweetie. And she referred to Big Sweetie quite a bit. And she depended on Big Sweetie as the infinite ultimate sugar daddy. So whatever image works for you, it worked for her. She manifested a pretty amazing life in her day and in her time. So find those images and those ideas that you think work while we hear some music.
What you send up comes back.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
don't you tell me I'm still gonna believe. Love wears many faces in this shining university. See, there's a light inside that's waiting to shine upon the world. Hey, lead us some inspiration. Know that y'all have heard. See, not what you send up, surely comes back down. What you know about yourself will come back around again. Looking inside the central to find your eternal goal. A lot of your true potential isn't worth its weight in gold. See, there's a light inside that's waiting to shine upon the world. In need of some inspiration, I know that y'all have heard. See, not what you send us really comes back down. What you know about yourself will come back around.
Thank you. Whoops. Where'd I go? There I am. Okay. So I'd like to invite you then in going on along this whole idea. Not coming out loud enough? I'm up. Okay. What the whole idea of this, what is this one, what is this infinite, is contained in our statement of principle. So I invite you, if you will, to pull out your program and look at the Declaration of Principle. This was written by our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, in a 10-minute sitting, and he put it together because he had to answer the question, what do you believe? And it has become a standard idea for us to measure our thinking against since then. So join me as we read aloud. I believe in one God, one absolute power, and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think. So it is. Thank you. One power, one light, one life. One of my favorite stories is of a little kid about 6 years old, having nightmares. Gets up in the middle of the night, runs and jumps in the parents' bedroom, into the parents' bed. And dad very patiently picks him up and takes him back into the other room and says, you know, you're safe in here. God is with you. You'll be all right. Just stay right here. And he sat with him for a while, and the little guy calmed down, and dad slips on back to bed, thinking he's going to get a good night's sleep. And about 15 minutes later, here's the kid again, kaboom, right into the bed with him. Wakes him up, scared, had a nightmare, there's something in my room, I see shadows, there's something in there, I'm terrified of it. So very patiently, dad takes him back to the room again, settles him, tucks him in, gets him into place, and then says, okay, now I'm going back to bed, and you're here, Spirit, God is with you, Spirit is with you, and you're just fine. You feel okay now? Okay, yes, I do. So 10 minutes later, sure enough, here comes little Johnny again, jumping in the bed and waking him up. And Dad's like, come on, you know, God is, what is this? He said, well, I know you said God is in there with me, but I need God with skin on it. See, and that's where we get sometimes when we talk about all of this abstract stuff about what spirit is and what God is and how it all works and what's one and what's two and all of that. The truth is, and what often happens for us is we need it with skin on it. I need evidence of it. I need to be in human contact. And what we know about our world is that we are each that one power with skin on it. We are each God expressing and showing up in individual form. Now, does that mean we're the God in charge of the whole universe? No. I don't want that kind of responsibility. But it does mean I'm an expression of God, and I am the single most important power in my own life and in the life of my world around me. So in this second part of an affirmative treatment or affirmative prayer, there is this whole idea that we are a reenactment of the infinite, that everything the infinite is, we are. And that's because, again, we're back to one universal field. If there's only one field and one power, you can't be anything other than what it is. It's not possible. No matter what you may have been told about how ungodly you might be, or how you weren't this or you weren't that, the truth is you can't be anything else but this one power, this one spirit. You can act like you aren't. You can have times of not believing it. But at depth, the truth is, we're one. We're one with that one power, and it is who you are and what you're about. So that means that the mind that you're thinking with right now as you're hearing my words, the mind that's working through me as I'm speaking my words, and as everything that's happening in this room is all that one mind. It's the part of it I'm using at any given moment. And sometimes I choose to use a really small part of it, and sometimes I choose to use a bigger part of it, and sometimes I don't realize I'm even choosing. But the point is, you really want to take clarity and pay attention to what you're thinking, because when you're thinking it, you really are speaking the Word of God, thinking the Word of God, bringing the Word of God together. And that plays right into what Haji just sang about, and that is the idea that what you say comes back to you because it's all one. You speak it out, it comes back to you. You think it out, it comes back to you. If you believe you're lower than sludge slime and shouldn't be taking up space and breathing air in the world, you probably wouldn't be in this room right now. But if you do have those kinds of thoughts, they can't be true. But you can sure feel that way and have similar experiences to that only because this infinite mind only says yes to whatever we're thinking and feeling and believing. But if you believe that, you're unique and special, and you have something wonderful to bring to the world, because you do. No one else has ever been you. No one else ever will be you. No one else has ever lived in this time, this space, or this place in the universe. So you bring something really special and really unique. And the more we can embody that, not from an arrogant place, but from a place of recognition of this is who we are, the more clearly we're able then to bring into full manifestation that thing we wrote down at the beginning, that thing you've been thinking about, you wanted to bring forth into your life in a more real and powerful way. So as you're thinking about who you are and what that is that you're wanting to manifest today, or to get started on at least, think about it in terms of its ultimate qualities. Is it about peace? Is it about love? Is it about joy? Is it about givingness? Is it, in other words, go beyond the form of it. Is it about activity and vitality? Find those thoughts and ideas that expand into that larger space and celebrate those. Because together we celebrate unity in all life. We think of the things we are desiring in that ultimate sense. Then we have that broader consciousness and that broader opening to say what it is we want to experience. And it will come to us, sometimes not in exactly the shape we thought. sometimes not in the form, but it comes to us richly and freely and wonderfully. You want to sing about it? Thank you.
Is this for me, but for you as well? Shine.
Shine. We've talked about one power. We've talked about the idea that you're it. You have ultimate possibilities. So what do you want? I'm not going to answer that for you, by the way. You get to answer that, because I don't know. But what do you want? What is it, that thing inside of us that keeps bubbling up and wanting to express? And then another important question is, if it's important to you and you know it's what you want to experience and express, how come you don't have it already? Some people say, well, I believe in this so-and-so, I just don't have it yet. Well, if you believe in it and you really knew that it was the truth for you, it'd be showing up already. And one of the things that happens is sometimes it is showing up in our lives, the it, the thing, the more of whatever it is you're wanting to experience. And it's showing up in quiet ways that you may not have noticed. If you're wanting more peace and calm, it may not show up all at once, but it may be showing up in little bites here and there. Like the moment at the traffic light where you just get stuck behind the light for three times. And you have time to just relax and be at peace. Not worry about who's getting through and who's not and what's happening and why not. Or other opportunities, just for a moment, of noticing the world around you and the life around you. So prosperity shows up from everything, from a penny right on up. A friend of mine did a little study that in the time it took him to pick up a penny that he saw on the street, that if he made a penny in every time frame of that, he would be a multimillionaire in a matter of a year. Doesn't seem like much when you're picking up a penny, but when you pick up that penny in that second, your earning power is really high. And if you spread that out, it's more. So any of these things are ways to start to see where prosperity is showing up for you. Prosperity shows up in gifts. Prosperity shows up in flowers. Prosperity shows up in all kinds of ways in our lives, as do wonderful relationships and health and work, good, solid work opportunities. It's all always showing up for us. And yet, when we want to experience it more fully and more completely, then we need to change something in how we're thinking. And part of what we have to do is let go of what we're afraid of. False evidence appearing real. You know that's what fear is? It's that stuff that works, that we start to believe in that's not the truth. Here, listen to what Richard Bach says about fear. I love this. This is in the Messiah's Handbook. Anyone who wants to be a Messiah, here's your handbook. You can get it on Amazon. And I'm getting no kickbacks. So, he says about fear. Lean into your fears, dare them to do their worst, and cut them down when they try. If you don't, they'll clone themselves. Mushroom until they surround you. Choke the road to life that you want. Every turn you fear is empty air. Dress to look like a jagged hell. Those things we fear are just empty air. They're not there. They're not real. And it takes turning our minds away from that to what is true and what is real. What is the greater reality here? What is that thing, that part of me, that life within me that knows more? There is one power, there is one love, there is one life. So no matter what I fear, there is the opposite really at work in my life if I can turn my mind to it and not let all of the history that goes into our fears cloud my thinking. See, our thoughts change things. We just read about it in the affirmation of our Declaration of Beliefs. I believe thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. The reason we read this thing every week is if we keep saying this, we'll start to believe it. You can change your life by what you think. And this third step in an affirmative prayer or spiritual mind treatment is about changing your mind by affirming a greater truth based on what we've talked about in the first two steps. See, sometimes that truth isn't real apparent, but it doesn't mean it's not there. It doesn't mean we can't bring it forward and live it and bring it forth. Reaffirm what is real. We deny any reality to that which is not. False evidence appearing real. Fear. So I'd like to invite you to join me now as we do a meditation and a spiritual mind treatment. This is part of that third step, that coming together, that establishing a deeper truth. And as I walk us through this, I invite you to do this based on this thing that you're wanting to bring more of into the world as you, as your life experience, as your expression. To bring it forward and to send it forward. So, here's the truth. Join me if you will. I'll do this in the first person, and I invite you as you choose to take it for yourself and add to it with your own idea. I have but one idea, and that is an idea of that there is one power, one light, one life that is underneath, behind, inside, and around everything. And my understanding of that power is that it is love. It shows up as joy and peace and harmony. It shows up as prosperity. It shows up in all of the beauty of a sunset and all of the power of nature in its loveliness and in its embracing of us. That one power shows up as a planet in which we get to live and move and have our being. A planet that supplies our bodies and our physical experience with everything we need to live full and free. That one power shows up as my thoughts. That one power shows up in all things. And I know that one power is present in me right here, right now. It is my truth. It is the stuff I'm made of. It's the stuff my consciousness is made of. It's the stuff my body is made of. It's the stuff my mind and all that I think and do is made of. I'm using this one power every moment of every day as my heart, as it beats my heart and breathes my lungs and moves all of the systems that work in me in beauty and perfection. And I let myself have a sense of that presence, that awareness. And knowing that this one power is the power of my life, I speak into my life and into that one power my greater truth. I have rich, abundant, opulent prosperity. Vibrant health is my birthright. It is what I'm made of. It's how I'm designed. And I live in that. And I move in that. I have creative opportunities to express myself through my work, through those things that I love to do and where I spend most of my time each day creating and bringing forward into life something new and different that would not be the same if I weren't here doing it. That power shows up through me. And I am immersed in this oneness, therefore I am surrounded by and feeling filled full and living forth the expression of love. God is love is me. Even when it appears in my life in ways that might not seem loving on the outside, even when it appears that other people aren't part of my oneness, the truth is they are. And I choose by action of this treatment to love the truth of them underneath and behind all the other stuff. I see their wholeness. I see their oneness. I see their goodness. And I speak now in my own mind into the silence of that which I have declared for myself to have a greater opportunity or expression of today. And I hear the universe singing back to me from outside. Because this is the truth, because this is my truth, I can feel only gratitude. Gratitude for that I live in the life of this kind of truth. Gratitude that I am surrounded by an amazing world, amazing people, amazing goodness everywhere I turn. Gratitude that underneath and behind even the most difficult challenges, there is still truth showing up. There is still goodness coming through. I'm grateful for this presence. I'm grateful for this awareness. And in this gratitude, I now release this treatment, knowing this prayer is complete. Knowing that it is now my mind, it is God's mind. It has been accepted and already acted upon with a great big loud yes. Bringing forth into my experience that which I have declared my truth. And knowing this is so, I can release this now. I can let it be. And so it is. Good breath. Use it. That's one of my favorite songs that you do. Thank you so much. Wow. Let Love Lead the Way. Can't go wrong following that, right? So the next thing that happens in this whole process is gratitude. Because if you've recognized there's only one and you're it, and you've spoken your word, in faith that your word is now being acted upon and being brought into a full expression of your life, the only natural response is gratitude. You're not going to be, oh, yeah, right. Well, if you are, then you need to go back and start over at number one and work it through again. You're not going to go to some other, well, we'll see. You're not going to go to some other place, because if you're really feeling it, that's the other part we haven't talked about. If you're really feeling that this is done, I felt it at the end of our treatment. I felt really like we were focused and centered and wow. If you're really feeling that, then the natural response to that feeling of this is complete, this is now my truth, is gratitude. Up north where I used to be, they call it an attitude of gratitude. Down here we just call it gratitude, or being thankful. Same thing. See, and gratitude is more than just like a response that your mom or your dad told you you had to do before you. You know, you got to be thankful. You got to say thank you before your food. You got to be thankful for this or thankful for that. Just say thank you. How many of us have been told that? You know, it's an interesting cultural requirement for kids. That ought to be a requirement for adults as well. Not just to say the words, but to think of them long enough with them, to be with them long enough to really mean it. Because when I say thank you, or when you say thank you for something that you're focused on, or you feel gratitude, or you think gratitude about it, what you're doing is you're connecting with it. You are declaring that oneness that you are as being unified with that thing. So you're choosing then to be grateful for something. I'm grateful that this is the truth. I'm grateful for what has shown up in my life. I'm grateful for the things around me. I'm grateful for trees and woods and all those things. When my daughter was little, she's not here to defend herself, she would do her prayer at night and it would be a list. I'm grateful for, thank you for, and we would go on, and I'd be like, will you just please go to sleep? But no, she had the right idea. She was seeing it and feeling it. And I guarantee you, if you get nothing else from today, if we would just all do a better job of being grateful for whatever shows up for us, not for something we don't want or don't like or don't have, except that, it's an indication that we need to change our mind about something. I can even be grateful for those icky things that show up in my life, because they let me know that my thinking has been stinking in some way, and I need to shift it so that I have a better experience next time. That's sometimes a little tricky. But more importantly, to be grateful for what's underneath and behind that and what the greater possibilities are. Gratitude connects us with what we're focused on. And what we know is that what we focus on multiplies and expands. So the more I can focus my gratitude on what's going on and what's happening, the more it will expand in my life. So I can be grateful for joy. I can be grateful for love. I can be grateful for a free meal. I can be grateful for this or that, whatever is showing up. I can be grateful for who I am and how I look and where I show up and who's been in my life. This is Father's Day. It's a great day for celebrating gratitude. My father died when I was very young, and I had a wonderful stepfather a year or so later that I am very grateful for, and had many opportunities to share that with him. But then after he passed away, there was always on Father's Day this kind of feeling of something missing. Like, you know, I wish my dad had lived. I miss being able to see him over the years and to see him on Father's Day and that kind of thing. And one year, about 2 years after my stepdad passed away, I decided to, on Father's Day morning, skip church, don't tell anybody, and I got on the phone, because I had thought of two of my uncles, and who had stepped in to play the role of dad for me, and a teacher that had done that. And so I called all three of them and said, thank you for being surrogate dad for me. And we had a really sweet talk with each of them. And I got off the phone and I kind of turned into my daughter, because then I started a list. Who are the other dads in my life? And the list just went on and on and on and on. There were so many men in my life who had fathered me, who had guided me, who have shown me the way in one way or another. And it was a rich, wonderful experience of this is what dad's about. This is what gratitude can do, is heal that old sense of having lost something. I have more fathers than I would have ever had he lived. And that was like, wow. Now, I'm not glad he left, even with that. But there was a way to get to gratitude in that situation. So today, as you're celebrating Father's Day, think about those people in your life who have fathered you. It may not be men. Maybe women. My mom was a great dad for a long time. She had to be both roles, and she did it well. Depending on which day you ask me, but yes, she did it well. So let today be your day for gratitude. Not only gratitude that you know what you know, but gratitude that what you have asked for is already being provided. What you have declared you want more of is already being provided just in your declaration. Gratitude is what it's about every week when we pass the plate, when we have the offering and we say, here's your opportunity to give back. I'm thrilled to be able to be here every week and speak to you and share with you. Well, not every week because I get breaks. But for us to have this experience together, do we have community? We build it together. Well, we respond to that with gratitude. Gratitude is what comes through in our contributions. You don't have to pay for this. This is not a pay-for thing. This is a responding out of gratitude. Gratitude that you have the opportunity, gratitude that you know, and gratitude that you're here. So as we move into our offering time, we move into the offering time from that place of gratitude, from that place of knowing how good life is and how rich it is and how wonderful it is that we get to be right here in this place at this time. So if you will join me, we're going to read our affirmation of prosperity, which you'll find here in your program. I know I'm sort of surprising the ushers with this. Sorry, guys, gals. You got it, though. Good. And read with me if you'd like to. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly, and so it is. Thank you.
Mind, oh, where that's universal, and of a beautiful kind, beautiful kind. Oh,
band's amazing, huh? Awesome music. Thank you so much. Another way you can show gratitude, by the way, you'll see a poster on your way out that we are sending teens to camp. And because the camp is in California, it is our international CSL, Center for Spiritual Living, teen camp, which is much more of a seminar than a camp. They learn a lot of what we're talking about today. In fact, when they come back from camp, they can teach you how to do spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer. They can teach you how their doubts and fears get in the way of their possibilities, and on it goes, and how to set those aside. So if you'd like to contribute toward helping them get there, there is a form, and it will tell you how to do that. There's a poster if you'd like to provide, help provide them a way. It costs the students about $1,200 a piece. By the time we do airfare, we get them out there, pay for the camp, pay for the bus ride up the mountain from the airport to the camp, which is on top of a mountain, which is great. I'll be going and going along with our two. We're taking two, we're bringing back three. So, you know, you don't sure how that always works. So think about it and see if you have if that's part of your heart and part of your giving. I invite you to do that. We also have regular activities around here that are all about opportunities to give, to receive, to share. We have a meditation group that meets on Tuesdays every week at over on Bishop Street in the office there at 1 o'clock every Tuesday. I do a guided imagery based on the work of a Balinese process. It's a Balinese training process for really connecting with your heart and opening your heart and living from that place of the oneness, that place of the heart. So I invite you, if you're interested, to show up for that. It's a $10 contribution. If you don't have 10 bucks, come on anyway. Come a few times and you will have. And we will see to it that those kinds of changes happen for you. Other announcements are, I want to recognize that we have a care ministry, and our wonderful Aloma does that. If you have issues going on that you need support with, or you know someone who does, the information is on the website and the newsletter. Be sure and follow up with that. Our classes for the summer have ended. However, we'll be doing workshops here on Sunday mornings following the celebration, starting in July. Immediately after, we'll have a short break, and then at 12:30 each week we'll start. We're going to do workshops on the Four Agreements. We're going to do a piece on compassionate communication. We'll do a piece on how to do spiritual mind treatment. We'll do some current events, question and answer. You know, spread out. We're not going to do all that at once, but we'll do it spread out through the summer and on into next year probably. So lots of good things happening, lots of good things coming forward and coming forth. So the last part of this is the release. We always do a release at the end of the celebration, and we do it based on our affirmation here. But I want to say a word about release. Release is that we're taking all of this we've talked about and thought about and brought forward and releasing it into the truth that God is. We're releasing it into the spiritual law of the universe, which says, if I think it and believe it and know it, it comes back to me. We release it into a greater idea, a greater truth, a greater beingness. We release it into universal field, for another way to say it. We release it into universal mind. We release it into the ultimate reality of knowing that it is done. We do that with faith. We do that with confidence. And if you don't have a lot of confidence in that or faith in that, if you can have just a little bit. I tell folks when I work with them doing spiritual mind treatment, you don't have to believe the whole package if you just believe it's possible. If you believe that it's possible that mental healing is there, or that your prosperity could change or shift or go up, that's all we need is a little door, a little opening. Because as you see it happen, it will shift and change for you. So I invite you then to join me as we close. And as we, I would just like to say this has been a wonderful opportunity for me. I celebrate you because you're wonderful, and so am I, and so it is. So if you'd like to stand. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding. I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me, and so it is.